Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, it's a Friday. What is today? It's the 30th of August, one day left. One day left in the eighth month of the year, baby, and then we're into fall. Labor Day here in the U.S., the last few months of the year. Wow, 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 wow. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast all around the planet. Over 100 countries tune in every day just to what? I don't know, get jacked up maybe a little bit, work on their messaging, understand their best days haven't even happened yet. Isn't there enough dark, depressing crap online that a show like this is like, hey, it's a breath of fresh air, man. Well, let's get into it. Let's get into it. How to always ensure that the future is bright. The future is bright. Not it's going to be perfect, all right? Not that you're not going to have any tough days. That's impossible in life. I know the $50 an hour life coach wants to tell you that you can absolutely have the happy high notes in the symphony of life every single minute of every day. But let me tell you, folks, it's not true, especially if you're an entrepreneur and especially if you try to do anything great. You're going to be met with resistance. You're going to be met with failure. You're going to be met with those dumb mistakes that you made. Oh, no, for the second time. But that's the beauty of life, man. But here's how to ensure that your future looks bright. Number one, plant seeds. Plant seeds. Plant a seed today that's going to yield a harvest 90 days from now. It's the old oil sticker, folks. Don't make me go to the oil sticker analogy. All right. I know we have a lot of new listeners. So, and man, do we have a lot of new listeners. Holy cow. I don't know what's happening, but every day, and I mean this every day, my inbox and Instagram is loaded up with people just finding the show for the first time. How awesome is that? And if you are, can you leave a rating on iTunes for the podcast? I'd appreciate it. You know why? Because you know how awesome you are and how I believe you are absolutely a rock star and the perfect listener for this program. It helps find more people just like you, man. How cool would that be to get everybody like you listening to the show? So go into iTunes, leave a 5-star rating, or wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever. The oil sticker analogy I've used on and on again, and when back in the day before they started making cars, you could go, 100,000 miles without an oil change, but every 3,000 miles, remember that? Every 90 days or every 3,000 miles, you got to get that oil change, and what happens when you get the oil change? You get the sticker in the upper left-hand of the windshield. They put it there, and it tells you the return date for your next oil change and how many miles, so 3,000 miles, 3 months. And every time, I'm telling you, man, I know this is going to sound silly, but I do this, and I still do it. I look in the windshield sticker, because I got one right now, and it says January 8th of 2020. So that means, when did I get my oil change? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. September. It wasn't September. It was July. So this is, I got one of these cars that goes 6 months and 6,000 miles. Okay. So anyway, I'm looking at January 8th of 2020. That's when I got to get my oil change. So I always fast forward and think, all right, what's life going to be like on January 8th? And I do this. I, honest to God, I do this. And I stare at that sticker and I think, January 8th. Well, the holidays would have just ended. I'm going to be like a caged animal because a lot of the time, business shuts down for that week between Christmas and New Year's. Not always, especially when you work online. Sometimes it's the busiest time of year for people that do Amazon business or anything like that. But I think, okay, oh, the kids are back in school. It's going to be about 10 degrees outside. It's going to be dark most of the day. What's my mindset going to be like? And I start getting prepared. And then in January, when it's freezing cold outside and I get the oil change, and let's say it's 90 days from there, I think, okay, March 8th, the sun's going to be shining. Birds will be chirping again. It's going to be a lot warmer. Wow. And that's only 90 days away. But I also think about my business. What's my business going to be like in 3 months? So what's your business? What's your life going to be like in 3 months from now? That's the oil change sticker metaphor about looking forward 90 days from now. You know how fast that oil change comes up, right? Like they do the oil change like, wow, 3 months, I got forever. And then before you know it, 2 months have passed and you got to make that appointment again. Maybe all of you aren't as, you know, diligent and militant about getting your oil changed like that, and you're not as jacked up. But I'm telling you, when you think out 90 days from now and how bright your future is going to look, wow, man, so many things can happen. Look at 90 days ago, all right? Look at the end of May. If you're listening to this in real time, it's the end of August, but it doesn't matter. Just look back 90 days, but I'm going to use this analogy right now. The end of May, it was Memorial Day weekend. My kids weren't even out of school yet. We just opened up the pool. You still got these cool mornings. You couldn't really use the pool because we don't have a heated pool, you know, like all the wealthy people got the heated pool. But anyway, I'm looking at the summer just beginning. Hadn't even brought on, I think I've got 8 new coaching clients since then. 8 new coaching clients. I mean, rock stars. People that came to me, they went to launchwithsam.com. They booked a 30-minute call. I shared information with them, and they said, hey, dude, you definitely can help me get this message out. Let's do it. And so 8 people. I didn't even know these people 3 months ago. And isn't that awesome? Those were the seeds I planted in May by just recording this podcast and putting it out there. You can do the exact same thing in your business and in your life. Whoever you want to attract in your life, you got to plant in good soil, though. You got to plant in good soil. How do you plant in good soil? Well, you do it with integrity. You do it with a big heart. You do it in faith. Remember, we talked about the elevator yesterday. There's no space on the elevator for negative toxic thoughts, only for faith, empowerment, and inspiration, and only allow that into your elevator when it's going up. And think about that. Are you planting in good soil? Because if you're not planting in good soil, then your future may not look bright right now. But I'm telling you, here's the good news. Are you ready for the good news? The good news is you can start today and plant in good soil. You can start networking. You can start creating content. You can start creating momentum towards that vision and that dream. All it takes, and I'm telling you, man, it's not that I'm trying to make this so incredibly simple that anybody can do it and you can do it. But I'm telling you what. You know, the good, anybody can do it, because anybody can make a positive decision. Here's the bad news. So give me the good news. Here's the bad news. Anybody can make a negative decision. Anybody can choose not to move forward. Anybody can choose to continue to think negative thoughts about woe is me. You don't know my story. You don't know my life. Must be nice. All that good stuff. Okay. That's the quicksand that holds you back from ever having success. Don't join that must be nice crowd. You know, do not utter those 3 words. That will keep you in a victimhood mentality forever. Must be nice. It must be nice to be a speaker and have a podcast with 15 million downloads. Must be nice to be making all this money. Must be nice. Hey, you know what? Let me help you out there, Johnny. You know what else must be nice? Must be nice to go bankrupt. Must be nice to quit your job and get mocked, ridiculed, made fun of, and be the laughingstock of everybody and everywhere. Must be nice to be judged. It must be nice to start a podcast without any knowledge and no fans and no nothing. Must be nice to be stressed out beyond belief and not sleep because you're trying to launch this movement for years and years and years and you just got to keep going and going and going. Must be nice to be an ex-stutter. Must be nice to be a college dropout. What exactly are you saying must be nice? See, I can play that game. We all can play that game. You tell me it must be nice to be Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. I can tell you must be nice to all that other stuff I just uttered. Look, you can play that victim game. Nobody wins, man. Inside the word blame is lame. Lame. Stop blaming. You know what happens when you blame other things? Those things have control over you. Think of the very thing that you're blaming as the reason why you haven't had success yet is the thing that has control over you. When you stop blaming that situation, that person, that thing, whatever that looks like, then you release the power that it has over you. So if you want your future to be bright, if you want 90 days from now to look completely different than today, you've got to make decisions followed by action and you will get the results. It's the formula that always works. It always works 100% of the time. It's never not worked. The only time it doesn't work is when you don't work. That's it. You want to have success. You want to guarantee that your future is bright. You need to outwork, out-strategize, and out-attitude everybody else everywhere. And you know how you do that? You make a decision. When I say out-attitude, what I really mean, because that's Sam Crowley speak, is to keep your attitude positive, man. Anybody can have a negative attitude. And if you're going to go down into the dark place, like I do on occasion as well, do it alone, right? I hang out whether it's in the living room or the master bedroom or someplace. I just kind of let those negative thoughts come in and come out, man. Come in and come out. Just let, I don't want to be around anybody when I'm negative because I know it's terrible. They hate it. Nobody wants to hear your problems, all right? It's not that we're not a caring society. It's just that when you bring that stuff out, you're attracting all of that back into your life. So if you got to go into that negative spot like we all do, just have some alone time with yourself, man. Work it out. It's okay. If you got to get into the Word, get into the Word. You got to listen to a podcast to get yourself jacked back up. Or if you just need some time alone, get some time alone. But listen, come back out. Don't stay there very long because we don't stay in the valley. We don't pitch a tent in the valley. We pass through the valley, okay? And then come back out and understand 90 days from now, your life will look. It could happen a hell of a lot faster depending how much action you take as well. But I'm saying right now, you want your future to look bright, that is the recipe. All right, plant seeds in good soil. You know what you need to do. Nobody's going to make you do it, though. You got to do it. And man, I'm telling you, what comes out the other, it is so amazing. Life is so amazing when you can make a decision, take action, and see the results. Are you with me? Let's get after it, baby. We're closing out the 8th month of the year. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.